acima da. Vamos lá, galera. Everywhere you are, the presence of God is here. This is the kind of climate that the lost get saved, the sick get healed, the oppressed and the bound get delivered. This is the climate of fresh fire reception, the fire of prayer, the fire of study, the fire of worship, the fire of relationship with God. This is the climate of restoration. We are what you lost gets restored. This is the fire, the climate of breakthrough. This is the climate where people are brought out of their pits and their graves and their afflictions and torments and frustrations. Something is about to happen to you. And I ask that you receive it at the count of three, and in the name of Jesus, you'll place your hand and scream, "I receive," at the top of your voice. Something is dropping right now. Fresh help and fresh mercy and fresh grace. Divine intervention. Breakthroughs, deliverance, healing, impartation, fire is about to drop upon you. Father, let it drop. Father, do something in someone's life. Change somebody's story today. Give somebody a testimony today. I declare the release of fire, the release of power, the release of breakthrough, the release of intervention at the count of three. And even that's right, it's already happening. It's already happening. Shagana. Something is already breaking. Something is already dropping. Something is already being released. In the name of Jesus. And one, two. When I count up to three, place your hand on your head and scream, "I receive." Father, let it be released. In the name of Jesus. 1, 2, and 3. Receive. Receive it. In the name of Jesus, lift up your hands. Father, thank you. Thank you for what you have done for us this morning. Thank you for life you have touched this morning. Destinies you are transforming this morning. Thank you for a new day. I believe it's a new day for us this morning. I'm sure there are people here this morning, you received a miracle, you received a touch already. Anybody received something, a healing, a miracle, a deliverance, something? Alright, we'll take that at the end of this service. But something happened to you already, encounters happened already, and you're not living here the same way you have come. Someone give the Lord the praise. You believe something just dropped on you? Clap your hands. Don't sit down yet. Clap your hands, all ye people. Shout unto the Lord with the voice of triumph. Give the Lord a big shout and a clap as you take your seat. Welcome everyone here this morning. All those 14 or 15 countries mentioned were people who came in to attend Sunday service. It's not a convention. It's normal Sunday visit. And we are grateful to receive all of you from all those countries of the world just mentioned. We also receive Akubwa, Duse, Buari. Which location is always accusing me of not... Ushafa, Dawaki, welcome all of you. And Suleja, welcome all of you. And every one of you, you are welcome in the precious name of Jesus Christ. Somebody say a loud amen. One of the most important subjects we will ever deal with in church was the subject we dealt with this morning. Someone told me and said that she has never heard a message like this all her life. Someone talked about a 50-something-year-old woman in this first service weeping, hearing about the issue of the deficiency of love. I believe that as we take this message and run with it, our families will be changed, destinies will be changed, and our testimonies will be impacted. In Galatians chapter 6, we are looking at the subject hindrances to the love life. This is part 2. Hindrances to the love life. Galatians chapter 6 and in verse 9, the Bible said, "And let us not be weary in well doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not." Let us not be weary in well doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Our objective this morning is to understand those factors that make living the life of love difficult. There are factors that make us, the attempt to live the life of love, there are factors that make them difficult. Make it difficult. And our objective of knowing of these is so that we can overcome them. Now, scriptures made it clear that God is the God of love. 1 John 4:8. God is the God of love. Everything God does, He does on the platform of love. John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Now, God commands us to love. He commands us to live like Him and walk in love. Romans chapter 13 and in verse 8. Then verse 10. "Owe no man anything but to love one another." That is, don't owe anybody anything. The only debt you are meant to owe is the debt of love. "For he that loveth," you ran too fast, "he that loveth another hath fulfilled the law." If you know how to love people, you don't need to struggle separately to keep the commandments. In loving people, you keep the commandments, because you won't hurt whom you love. You won't steal from whom you love.
You won't lie to whom you love. Love is the fulfilling of the commandment. Verse 10 now, he said, love does not harm his neighbor, worketh no ill to his neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfilling of the law. Love fulfills the law. The work of love is the fulfillment of the commandments. So God expects us to walk in love. But we also saw from scripture just now that in the journey of love, we may be confronted with weariness. While trying to love, there are situations that can tire you out. Be not weary in well-doing. There are situations that frustrate your love attempt. You are willing to love, but things make it difficult for you to love. And those are the things we are going to be looking at this morning. And how to overcome them. What are the hindrances to the life of love? Number one is love deprivation. Love deprivation. We have seen that love deprivation, especially in childhood, is a major cause for the lack of love demonstration in adulthood. Love deprivation. In 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and in verse 1, 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and in verse 1, he said, therefore, seeing we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we faint not, we are not tired. We have received mercy, so we can administer mercy. Listen to this. Why is love deprivation important? Deliveries are the products of deposits. It is where there has been a deposit that you can expect to place a demand. It is where there has been a deposit that deliveries are made, are possible. Where there has been no deposit, it is hard to make a demand because there can be no withdrawals. You don't go to a bank to make demand for money you have not deposited. That is how the journey of love is. When children are growing up, there are children who grow up in the climate of total love bankruptcy. I said in the first service that children who didn't know what it means to be loved, we just had a testimony of a young lady just now, who didn't know what it means to be loved, grow up unable to receive love, and unable to give love. Every attempt to love them, they can't understand it. They don't know what it means to be hugged or to be patted at the back. They don't understand it. As a matter of fact, they will suspect you. They think you have an ulterior motive. When you give them a compliment or you look fine or you are this or that, they don't trust it. They don't believe it. Because the only thing they heard when they were growing up was shoutings and screamings. Brutality. Am I communicating at all? I came across a story of a man and his wife. I think they had five children. They were practical unbelievers. The house was filled with hatred. Drunker man, drunker woman. They will come home and fight and break bottles on each other. They delivered the first three children in that climate. After the first three deliveries, they gave their lives to Christ. Became born again. Lives changed completely. This very aggressive, brutal, angry man became the most loving and compassionate husband and father. This very rebellious, insubordinate woman became the most submissive woman. And they gave birth to two more children. You will be shocked that the behavior of the first three children are exactly opposite the behavior of the second two, or the last two. The children that grew up in the climate where love was unknown, they grew up very wild. They grew up very rebellious. They grew up very aggressive because that was the climate they grew up in. It was that deposit they received, and that was the only delivery they could make. The children that grew up in the second climate of love and affection and godly climate and atmosphere, those children, their behavior was different because that was the deposit that they received, and they could make such deliveries. Am I communicating? There are parents that completely ruined their children because of the climate they allow the children to grow. Is God speaking to anybody here at all? I came across an experiment where the cattle, the process of milking the cattle, it was said that they did a study and a control study. A group of cattle were nicely treated, just stroking their back like that, and then speaking good words to them while the milk was being milked. And then another group of cattle, they were hitting them at the back, using words on them. You cannot believe that animals respond to words, even if they don't understand it. Using very terrible words on the animal. Now, the milk production that came out of the two cattle was different. This one that was stroked and spoken good words to, they produced milk that was voluminous, it poured, and it was sweet and tasty. This other one, the milk was scanty and bitter. And this translates to all of life. If we are going to change the world and change the love climate in this world, we are going to change it from how children are raised. My mother raised us, her children. Very, 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 her standard of parenting, I think, is way, just way, way, way above board. Just above board. The most unusual level of love you can ever imagine. Not one unkind word you can remember as a child. Not one. Not one. And this is a woman that will now go out and deal with any devil on behalf of her children. I remember one day I came back from a trip. This was in the year of, this would be like 36 years ago. I was in the A-levels or university or something. And I came back home and I had a whittle on my leg. And then I laid in her living room overnight. And then she heard the door opening many times in the night. And she came out of the bedroom and said, "What's going on?" I said, I'm having running tummy. I'm going to toilet many times. And she looked at me and she said, "You have whittle on your leg? And you are going to toilet many times. Which leg are you using to go to the toilet? Lie down there. Let me see the devil that will take you to toilet again." She charged like a mad, like a wounded mother lioness. "Lie down on this couch now. Let me see that devil that will take you to the toilet another time." And she came, laid hands on me and charged on the devil. The devil went to hell till morning. No more going to the toilet another time. Are you following what I'm saying? That was a kind of climate. And when you grow up by his mercies in such climate, what move people move you? What touch people touch you? I want to beg us in the name of the Lord. Don't see, there are people who sit down and in front of their children, they are destroying people's characters. In front of their children. expressing venom, insulting this man and that man and this woman and that woman and this boss in the office and that competitor, all in the view of their children. And pouring venom. They don't know that they are sowing the seeds of hatred, the seeds of bitterness, the seeds of anger, the seeds of wickedness in the hearts of those innocent children who will grow up and become very brutal and wicked and value nobody because their parents planted that seed in their hearts. Am I communicating? That is why we live in the world we live today. Most young children who are in the cult, some of them, their parents are in the occult, in the senior one. This one is in the campus cult, father is in the occult, in the senior one. They arrest him, the father go and bail him. But I see change coming. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a louder amen. Lift up your right hand and say, Father, I receive the grace to release love to my generation. I receive that grace now in the name of Jesus. I receive that grace now. And I said this in the midweek service. There are young girls today. I have met plenty of them. And some young men too. Who are afraid to get married? One young girl told me the other day, said, I don't want to marry. I am not interested in marrying. She's doing well. Has a car, has a good job, has good salary, has good money. I'm not interested in getting married. I said, why? She said, I didn't see any marriage that was exemplary while I grew up. He said, the way a manner the father treated the mother, she doesn't want marriage. Am I communicating? I said, no. There are marriages that are working. What of your spiritual father? We say that one is good. I said, all right, why don't you trust God for something like that? For every wrong example, there is a good example. Another one told me, she said, she was in relationship with a man. And the relationship was going well. Until she began to see character in the man that reminded her of her father. Hi. Can you imagine somebody growing up and detesting the character of father? That is, Lord, may I never meet a man that looks like my father. That is failure. That is paternity failure. You failed as a father. Because the girl should be trusting God to marry somebody that is as kind as her father, as loving as her father, as generous as her father, and as gentle as her father. If he sees your type and runs, say, this one reminds me of my father. It's failure. There are those that the girl remind them of their mother. A young man told me some time ago, he said, my mother, no mortal man can live without woman. Yes, that is a man describing his mother. No mortal man can live without woman. How you are living your life in front of your children is affecting their future. And you are going to give account to God. It's not a threat. It's the reality. The Bible says children are the heritage of the Lord. Which means God owns the children. The man, the father and the mother, they are caretakers. The way you have the caretaker of a house, that is how the parent are. Caretaker is meant to take care of the house for the owner. Parents are meant to take care of children for the owner. Who is the owner? God. At the end of our journey, we'll present this heritage to God and tell him how we took care of his property. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Let the climate in your house, in your family, be saturated with love,
with affection. Love for mother, love for children. Let your house be a place where children can run to and be comfortable. Let your room be where they can run to and be comfortable. Am I communicating? Comfortable. After we finish our worship and wonders tonight, the last one, the praise, the judgmental praise. As soon as we stepped out here, one of the children says, "Daddy, can I have your suit, please? I have to pull it for my yoga." Pull the suit, and she puts it on, just enjoying her life inside. Want to connect any grace and mantle that is inside. Am I communicating at all? There are parents that children cannot approach to ask for anything. Their heart is beating. When it is school fees time, their heart is beating. I told my children, I said, anything I can't give you is what I don't have. Or maybe what I think is not good for you for now. Maybe you are 12 and you say you want to drive a car. No, I won't give you that one. Because your age cannot handle that one. And he said, what? I said, anything I can't give you is what I don't have. You think that they will go to town and say, tomorrow I need 1,000. Next tomorrow, no way. Since I made that statement to them, I don't think I have had requests from them up to 4 times. That is coming to abuse the fact that I can ask for anything. Not, I can't count 4. You think you love? Yes, some people will abuse your love. But most sensible people will not take it for granted. Am I communicating at all? I am dwelling so much on this number one point, because if the foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do? It is easier to groom a child than to repair an adult. Did you hear what I just said? It is easier to groom a child than to repair an adult. It is easier to bend a tree when it is tender than when it has grown and matured. To bend it at that time is to break it. We are attempting to repair adults that have been damaged as youths. And it is time to try to groom these children while they are still there, with your words, with your touch, with your acceptance. Children want to know, "Daddy, am I doing well? Am I okay? Is it okay with me?" They don't care what anybody say to them outside. What you say to them at home matters. If the whole world said I'm ugly, I don't care. But if my father said I am ugly, it will pain me. And for everyone here today, you had an upbringing that was bad. You had a childhood that was filled with lovelessness. Jehovah God is the father of the fatherless. There is no father like God. He's repairing your life now. He's repairing your destiny right now. In Jesus' name. I told the story in the first service. And I think that there are many people in this service, and I think you need to hear that story. A young man was in the same class with his sister. And the class had a way of, this boy was not very brilliant. So the teacher will ask questions and then purposely say, "You, what are you saying?" And when the boy answered the question, the whole class will be laughing at him. One day that happened again, and the class was laughing at him. And he looked towards his sister, who was in the same class, looking for affirmation, looking for comfort, maybe a sign language to let him know, "Don't worry, it's okay, it's all right." The sister too joined the people, laughing at her brother. That was the last time that boy had any dealings with human beings. He rushed out of the class, never to return back to the class anymore for life. And from that moment, hatred for anything human being was planted in his heart. He became a serial killer. He will kill anybody. And he will kill mercilessly. He said that human beings don't deserve mercy. If my own sister can treat me like that, I can waste her if I catch her. This was his confession at his execution. What turned him into a killer? What turned him into a killer? Bankruptcy of love, hatred and brutality from people that he expected love from. Today, I pray that every negative root of pain, of hatred planted in your heart before now, it shall be uprooted, and Jehovah God shall show you mercy. You believe that? Shout the loudest, amen.
And if you grew up and you didn't grow up with a climate of love, you can learn it again. Jesus Christ, the Bible can reculture us. It can teach you what you never learned as a child. And it can cause you to grow in the nature, in the image, and in the character of God. Somebody say aloud, amen. Somebody say aloud, amen.
Number one was love deprivation. And I'm going to rush because my time is going. Number two is human ingratitude.
What is it that makes people not to love others like they should? Human ingratitude.
When you do things for people and they can't say thank you. Human ingratitude. And people can be ungrateful both to God and to man. In the book of 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 2. The Bible telling us the signs of the end time. He said, men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy. Disobedient to parents, unthankful. So as we approach the end of the age, people are going to display unthankfulness. There are some people that are meant to be your relations that you do things for. And they don't care. They don't care. You are meant to do it anyway. You are supposed to do it. Unthankfulness.
I heard the story of a young army officer was entering the bank one day with his dressed, and he saw a lady walking into the bank, and he opened the door for her. To make her pass. And she walked past. He couldn't say good morning. He couldn't say thank you. He couldn't say nothing. I deserve for you to step aside for me. I deserve for you to open the gate for me. Am I not a woman? So the man went and held her by the dress. Pushed her back. Say thank you. She was jittery. I say thank you. He said, thank you, sir. All right, you can go. That's the world we live in. Human beings take a lot of things for granted and they end up grounded. In these premises here, many times, I'm driving and then some people are trying to pass. Well, it is okay to give space to pedestrians. It's civilized to do so. But even if somebody does something you think is your right, you can still say thank you. And you stop, you break the vehicle and stopped. And they passed. The least somebody can do is to wave you back. Just thank you. Now, two people the same day, just the same instance. One, just stop, passed. The second person, under 1 minute, say, good morning. Before passing, listen to this. Your character is a major determinant of your destiny. There are people who don't understand why doors are closed for them. Because there are things that they think is their right. There are things that they think it doesn't matter. But it is little hinges that swing big doors. No matter how big a door is, the things that swing it and open it are little, they are tiny. Am I communicating? Tiny. Beloved brothers and sisters, so when you are face to face with this, you did it for somebody, he didn't say thank you. You did it for another person, he didn't say thank you. You did it for another person, he's looking at you as if he doesn't know you. One day,
Dr. Misenencho, you remember? A young man came to us. Oh, he wants to be our father. I mean, he wants me to be his father in the Lord, son in the Lord. He wants this, he wants that. We welcomed him, received him, accommodated him, did everything for him, and then he left. Next time we met was in our Papa Bishop Oyedepo's place in Lagos at a program. He saw me behave as if he has never known me in life. I was just watching him. Am I watching a film or is this real? Just behaving, barely greeted. I kept on watching him. I kept on watching him throughout the meeting. And when Papa called sons, he too was invited. So maybe it's like we are at the same level now, isn't it? This is your father. He has also become my father. So we are brothers now. You are not my father. I just kept on watching him. I watched him so till I tire. After that, the time passed. 2-3 years later, he returned back to see me and said, I said, what happened to you? Said, the last time we saw you, didn't know me. He said, really? I said, over yourself. It was the most amusing thing I have ever seen. And I have seen that over and over and over. When you see things like that, you don't want to do much for people. And I'm coming to others. The other time, the young man was going to the UK to study, I think, Masters in Petroleum Engineering. Is from my place, related to some extent. Assisted him with FA, assisted him, and so on. He went back. He went to the UK and got the admission and started studying. The last time I heard from him was when he collected the money. While he was doing the schooling, I was not aware. When he finished the school, I was not aware. When he returned back to Nigeria, I wasn't aware. When he started working in the bank, I was not aware. Ask me, when was I aware? When he lost the job. The only time that he knew that he had somebody is when he has lost the job. Not married, somebody is carrying child picking for him. Ola, Ola. That is real life. Oh. If you will mind people, you will lose destiny. Take yourself. If you mind people's reactions to your effort, you won't take the right actions. So the counsel is, if God has commanded you to do it, do it. And for the sake of your own destiny, do the right thing. Somebody say loud amen. Somebody say loud amen. Let me give you two causes of ingratitude I gave to in the first service. Two causes of ingratitude that I... Number one is a poor value system. This is number three now. First, in the first service, I mentioned the entitlement mentality and then the proud and arrogant life. Now, a major cause of ingratitude is what I call a poor value system. Poor content of character. When people have a poor value system, I mean, poor character content, that the basic thing you do for anybody is to say thank you, is to appreciate when something is done and it is good to you, you appreciate it. We're taught as children, always say thank you. Even to our mothers, we say thank you to them for food. I don't know about your own place. We say thank you to our parents for school fees. We say thank you to, you do, it's normal, it's normal. But where people have a poor value system, good, lack of good upbringing, lack of good home training, they display such level of ingratitude. And then this bounces back to parents again. Please tell your children to appreciate you. Tell your children to say thank you for the things they may consider they are right. Let them say it. A poor value system, and second, is the spell of forgetfulness. There is something that is like a spell that makes people to actually forget, as if they forgot. In Psalm 103 verse 1 to 2, it says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. So it is possible to forget. Forget not all his benefits. In Hebrews chapter 6 and in verse 10, it says, God is not unrighteous to forget your labor of love. So there are who just forget. Lord, may I not forget, may I never forget the slightest gesture that somebody has done for me or to me. May I not forget. It's a prayer that we all need to pray. Somebody say, amen. What are the things that make people that fight our love life? Number one is love deprivation, especially when growing up and people are not loved. Number two is human ingratitude. And then number three is more serious. It is human wickedness and misbehavior. The second one is just that the people were ungrateful. In this third one, you are helping people who turn out, like they say in Nigeria, they turn out to wicked you. They turn out, they respond to your good deed with malicious behavior. Malicious behavior. The psalmist David experienced that. Psalm 109 verse 5. You see, we read verse 4. In the first service, but this is verse 5. He said, and they have rewarded me evil for good and hatred for my love. I loved them, they hated me in return. I did good for them, they rewarded me evil in return. I loved them, they hated me. I loved them. They hated me. I did them good. I did them good. They paid me back with evil. How many of you have seen such things before? I loved them. They hated me. I did them good. They paid me back with evil. But see what Proverbs said. Proverbs 17 verse 13. God has a word for such people. He said, whoso rewarded evil for good, evil shall never depart from his house. He rewarded evil for good. You did good for them, they rewarded you evil. Don't struggle. Don't waste your time. Just keep doing it good for other people. Those ones, evil will never depart from their lives. Somebody say aloud, amen. Somebody say aloud, amen. Human wickedness and misbehavior come in various ways. In the first service, we saw deception and insincerity. In the first service, we also saw conspiracies and gang up, where you are doing good for somebody and is ganging up and conspiring against you. The next thing we are seeing here in this service is what I call betrayals and unfaithfulness. Betrayal, 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 betrayal. You are in business with somebody, he went behind you. To take over the business completely from your hand. You are the one who introduced him to it. He went behind you. Betrayals and unfaithfulness. Have you ever seen such before? Betrayal, betrayal. They betrayed you. You are now, somebody sent me a message the other day. He said he created a WhatsApp group for his group of, I think, friends and group of people. Is it something old school or something? He created a WhatsApp group. And he was the manager of the WhatsApp group. And then began to coordinate the group and all of that. Suddenly some two people that he brought on the group told him, he's not the only one that should have the password of this or that. That they also need to have the password. He thought that they had a good mind. He said, okay, why not? We're all friends. We all know each other. Before you can say praise the Lord, they took over the group and pushed him out. He's no longer a member of the group. Uncle, people do. He's an outsider. He's an outsider. Betrayal. It's like house help that took over the house. Betrayal. Friend that took over friend's wife or husband. Betrayal. Am I coming? That is so. When you see things like this, almost everybody becomes a suspect, if not for the mercy of God. You know what Papa Yerebo told me one day? He said, human beings are our greatest asset, and they are also our worst liabilities. People can do you the best good you have ever seen, and the same people can do you the worst you have ever experienced. What do you do? It takes wisdom for you to understand that there is still somebody that is worthy of being good to. There is still one person. Somebody say amen. One lady was almost crying as if she would kill herself. She took her friend to go and get a job. And the person who wanted to give them the job placed a condition that she cannot meet. The friend was with her in her company. Her friend worked with me. And the guy who is looking for the job, I think it's like 300 million or something, is making a demand that this cannot be. It's like, do something with me before I sign the job. He said, no, I can't do that. The friend said, why now? Just try. So I can't do that. Long story made short, next thing she knew, the contract has been awarded to her friend. She was crying as if she would die. The friend is no longer on talking terms with her. But what shall he profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his soul? And what can a man give in exchange for his life? The money that people betray and kill and do everything to get. How many people has ever carried 1 naira from earth to eternity? How many people were buried with their Rolls Royce? They used to say in those days, naked I came from my mother's womb, naked shall I return. In the house of the queen, the children that were born there, how many of them were born with cloth? They arrived and were wearing cloth. And they were carrying ring on the hand. Expensive wristwatch. Even in the house of the billionaire, these are the things that people kill, cheat, dupe, and do everything to get. And nobody takes 1 naira out. On the day of your death, which doctor can save you? You will fulfill your days. You will fulfill your days. You will fulfill your days. If you are saying amen, say louder amen. If you are saying amen, shout the Lord must say amen. If you are saying amen, shout the believer say amen. Lift your hand and say, I shall fulfill my days. Hallelujah. Number four, second, that makes people, the dimension of wickedness that we see is what I call disloyalty and Absalomic operations. Disloyalty. You help them up, they try to pull you down. Absalom's operation. Disloyalty. You feed them and they try. They try to cut off your hand. It's so plenty in our generation. I was talking to a young man the other day. I said, don't ever forget any platform that gave you voice. That gave you a voice. Don't forget it. To forget it is to lose your voice in time and in time to come. Don't forget it. Don't ever try to kick a ladder that helped you to climb. Otherwise, when you crash without remedy. Many people in our position, our situation, we come across several people. People you help. Before you know it, they say, who do you think you are? People you help, and before you tell, what do you know that I don't know? Never. Somebody say amen. The other day, my father in the Lord said, where are you now? I said, where do you want me to be? I can be there in a moment. Where do you want me to be? I can be there in a moment. I am not big enough not to be called to order. Somebody say amen. Somebody say a louder amen. Somebody, many years ago, over 10 years ago, decided to leave this church by his own conviction, and then decided to go from one person to other to try to convince them to do with what he's doing. And I looked at him and said, no, don't gather feathers. If you gather feathers, a wind will blow all of it away. Don't gather feathers. Labor to gather. Whatever is not yours will never last in your hands. I don't want to tell you the outcome of the whole talk. Am I communicating? You will fulfill your destiny. Yeah. Hear this. Any door that has ever gave you passage, don't bang it. If any door has ever given you help and assisted you for access or exit, even if the door will close, let it close gentle. Don't bang it. Because you may need it another time for something else, and the door will not forget. Hallelujah. Any ladder that ever made you to climb, don't kick it. Otherwise, when you need it again, you won't find it and you crash from there. Any hand that ever fed you, don't bite it. If it fed you, no matter how little, don't bite it. Because when you bite it, you starve to death when next you are looking for. Am I speaking to anybody here at all? Don't become an enemy of anyone who pulled you out of adversity at any time. And don't become an associate of those who claim to be sworn enemies of that kind of person. Otherwise, you hurt your future. These are the things that make people. I've seen some women say, I don't think any man is real. Because of what they have seen in the hands of some men. And vice versa. Vice versa. I've seen people who swore never to help anybody anymore. Let everybody help themselves. I've seen people like that. I've seen pastors who vowed never to open a branch. I know them for over 30 something years. They are still like that. I don't have time for any joker to come and play with my mind. I don't have time for any joker. See, I will go on apostolic mission and preach everywhere and move from only this place. Because a person who had no voice or nowhere suddenly claims that he has arrived. And hurts the same platform that took them up. It will never be your portion. It will never be your portion. Everybody who has been a victim of human betrayals, human disappointments, human wickedness, and human everything. Everyone who has been a victim of such, I prophesy to you today, in the name of Jesus, help has come your way. If you are saying amen, say a louder amen. If you are saying amen, say a louder believer, say amen. The fourth category of hindrance is company with the loveless and the wicked. The loveless and the wicked. Time is going so much, but I trust God to finish as soon as possible. Company with the loveless and the wicked. Please listen. First Corinthians chapter 15, verse 33. He said, be not deceived. Evil communications corrupt good manners. Company affects mindset and it affects lifestyle. Your company, it affects your mindset, it affects your lifestyle. When you company with loving people, compassionate people, generous people, loving people, compassionate people, generous people, when you keep their company, it affects your mindset, it affects your lifestyle. On the other hand, when you keep the company of heartless people, wicked people, brutal people. Don't handle women like that, oh, so that they don't control your life. Just show your wife that you are the man. Say, the way I'm seeing the two of you, this woman is too influential in your life. She's controlling you. Are you the man or you are the woman? Before you know it, he's returning back home. His voice is changing. His look is changing. He's coming back. He's looking more like a lion. Madam said, honey, welcome. He said, mm-hmm. Because he has just spoken to a heartless person. Until you are concerned about your company, you are not concerned about your destiny. Say that again. Until you are concerned about your company, you are not concerned about your destiny. Until you are concerned about who your friends are, you are not interested in your future. Are you hearing me? On Wednesday, I talked about hate company. There are people who recruit you to their company of hatred. Do you understand what I'm talking about? Come. See you with the gemo. And you also with the gemo. Huh? And this guy comes to you and said, where do you know this person from? I saw you sitting with him in the service. What were you people discussing while the service was on? Oh, nothing. I was just asking him for the passage. I didn't hear it well, so I just asked him to give me the passage. Okay. I thought he's your friend. Don't be his friend, though. He's not a good person. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Meanwhile, this person doesn't know this person. This doesn't have any business with him. This person, for whatever reason, it is maybe he wants to marry a girl and date this one went ahead or something. Something tiny, from maybe from office or something. He is transferring his bitterness to this person. And this person, if he wasn't wise enough, begins to hate this man without a cause. Am I communicating? So there are people that people are hating without reason. If they say, what did this person do to you? He can't tell. I was told he's not a good person. Don't ruin it. There are people who are out to destroy their own lives. Don't let them destroy your own along. Because such behavior is life and destiny destruction. They want to recruit. Somebody feels that this person is my enemy. So everybody should be that person's enemy. Who said so? Are you Satan? Did you get what I just said? Don't let anybody to recruit you into their hatred company. And don't let anybody recruit you into their gossip company. This one plenty among women. Take your seat. Sitting down to analyze everybody's cloth. See the shoe, it doesn't match the dress. See the hat, it's not good. It's a fake one. Why would you use, if the cloth is not good, why don't you assist her with a new cloth? That is what love demands. That, why don't you buy a new hat? Why don't you buy a new shoe? The other day I saw somebody wearing a fine looking suit. I'm using the opposite now. Very fine looking suit on Sunday morning. I said, see me after service. Took him and gave him two new suits that I'm still wearing. I said, take, this is for you. And I said, please, this one you're wearing now, please help me, don't wear it again. In all, I didn't say the dress is bad, though. It was relevant yesterday, but not today. It has outlived its relevance. Am I coming? I mean, I'm telling you practical. I've changed people's shoes many times, except those that have caterpillar size. Extra big size, that's what I mean. If I don't have that in my possession. That's your younger brother. She said that's her younger brother with caterpillar size. Praise the Lord. If people are tearing down people, walk and pass. Every pit where they do for you, just be on your way. Choir, you hear me? Counsel, choir especially. Usher. Anywhere two, three people gather and the topic is a person, pass. Behave like you are. Don't be quoted. Don't let anybody call you as witness. She was there when we were talking. It's a destiny destruction. Avoid the company of haters so that your conscience can be free, so that the fountain of love can flow, so that the pure fountain can continue to flow from your heart. Avoid it. You don't go up by bringing anybody down. That you brought somebody down didn't take you up. You still remain where you were. In fact, downer. And nobody's success is the reason for your failure. Just ask them, what are they doing? It's a new day. Lift up your right and say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I receive your help and your mercy to be everything and to do everything you have in mind for me. I receive your help. I receive your mercy. And I thank you, Lord, in Jesus' precious name. Finally, the final reason why people I'm sure you have known many times how an innocent young man, he has never hurt a fly, joins a cult. And before you know it, part of their training is to take, is to ask them to kill their loved ones so that he can render them brutal. Before you know it, this young man, gentle boy, has become almost a devil. Hallelujah. Company. He just found himself in the group of people that radicalized him. That will never be your portion. The fifth thing is lack of value for both God and man. Lack of value. Lack of value. Lack of value for both God and man. In the book of 1 John chapter 4 verse 20, 1 John chapter 4 verse 20, the Bible said, if a man say, I love God and hated his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother whom he has seen, how can he love God whom he has not seen? How can he love God whom he has not seen? There's something I said in the first service, if you can bring it verbatim. True spirituality is confirmed by value for God, for both God and man. True spirituality is reflected in value for both God and man. When you see a person who doesn't love people, he does not genuinely love God. He doesn't love God. He doesn't love God. Anytime you see a person who loves God, his heart flows for people. They showed us a clip in the first service where I was doing evangelism yesterday, and I was playing with the people and pulling the beard of somebody. I don't know that man from anywhere. We are meeting for the first, maybe he's in the service now, because I invited them for service. And he kept his head. I'm asking him questions, then trying to lead him to Christ. It's okay, media. I'm handing him over to people. I told the man to ensure he brings him to church today, otherwise he will give me his own beard. Your heart flows effortlessly. The sick, little children. It just, you see, anytime you notice that you are getting hardened towards people, you are getting distant from God. You are getting distant from God. Distance from God equals lovelessness in the heart. Because God is love. 1 John chapter 4 verse 8, God is love. God is love. Every trace of lovelessness should push us to God. And say, God, my heart is getting bankrupt. Fill me back up with your love. Beloved, brothers and sisters, what I have preached today, I'd like you to practice it. From your friends, your brethren in the church, let people who know you begin to confirm that you are loving indeed. Romans chapter 14, verse 15. It says, but if thy brother is grieved with your meat or with whatever you do, are you not walking with unlovingly? Don't destroy him with your action for whom Christ died. Don't destroy anybody with any form of action that Christ has died for. He's talking about meats and all that, but you transpose it. Don't destroy anybody for whom Christ died with your actions. It's a new day, it's a new season, and it's a new grace. I see a new explosion. Just go today and let love flow towards your wife, your children, your husband, your friends, your loved ones. Those that you have been bitter against, just release them. And be careful how you send messages to some people, because if you call somebody and say, I just want to let you know that I have forgiven you. You say, what did I do? What is that? So you have been holding me in your heart. No wonder. No. You know, that can lead to another thing. I just want to let you know how much I love you, and that you are in my heart, and I pray for you that the perfect will of God for your life be done. Those kind of things. Just release it. Release it and let it go. And if you remember what I preached the other day on Sunday, that love will cause the anointing to flow in your life, cause the potentials to be released, and cause even sicknesses to be healed, is a new day for you. Somebody who is blessed, are you ready? Stand on your feet in a loud shout of praise. Take your seat so you can stand better. You can stand better. You can stand better. Somebody who is blessed and more blessed than any other person. 1, 2, go. Stand on your feet in a loud shout of praise. Hallelujah. Lift up your hands and your voices. Appreciate him, honor him, adore him. Worship him, glorify him. And I congratulate you for coming. Listen, I congratulate you all for coming to church today from everywhere you came from. Despite the heavy rain in many quarters this morning. How many of you encountered rain on your way coming? Heavy rain in many quarters this morning. You still trooped into this place today. And we have people all the way going even on to the second gallery. We appreciate God. Appreciate God for you. Because something has happened to you today. And your life will not remain the same. Now, lift up your hands. And lift up your voice. And begin to speak with God. Appreciate Him for what you have received. 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 Father, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. In Jesus' precious name. We're going to pray some prayers very quickly. Psalm 136 and in verse 1 all the way to verse 4. I'd like you to read it with me loud and clear. 1, 2, go. Oh, give thanks unto the God of gods, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endureth forever. To him who alone doeth great wonders, for his mercy endureth forever. Lift up your voice and say, Father, thank you for answered prayers. Thank you for victories. Now let me give a warning, counselors and ushers, there is no movement. I see some at the praise of power gate here. We have impartation to do, and then we have some releases to do. No movement at all. The bosses that brought you will help you to go back, but there's no movement right now. Until the service is over in the next few minutes. Now lift your voice again and say, Father, thank you for answered prayers so far. Thank you for victories. Thank you for blessings. Thank you for breakthroughs. Thank you for mercies. To you alone be all the praise. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Again, Father, thank you for answered prayers. Thank you for victories. Thank you for blessings, for breakthroughs, for mercies. To you alone be all the praise, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and speak to God. Thank you. In Jesus' precious name. God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of love and of a sound mind. We are going to make demands on the spirit of love right now. Say, Father, I ask for the baptism of the spirit of love. Help me, Lord, to overcome the hindrances to the life of love. Oh, Lord, in the name of Jesus, say, Father, I ask for the baptism of the spirit of love. Help me, Lord, to overcome those hindrances to the life of love. I receive your help now in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Yeah. In Jesus' precious name, the Lord has answered us in Jesus' name. Ezekiel chapter 32 and in verse 24, he said, there is Elam and all her multitude round about her grave, all of them slain, falling down by the sword, which are gone down uncircumcised into the nether parts of the earth, which caused their terror in the land of the living. Yet have they borne their shame with them that go down the pit. We say that Nigeria shall be the burial ground of terrorists and kidnappers and bandits and killers. We are hearing reports from last week, Thursday, Friday, how the bandits, terrorists are killing themselves and fighting in Maiduguri area. And also hearing how the military from the air is deleting them and neutralizing them on the ground. And we believe that this earth, this nation shall be their burial ground. Lift your voice and say, Father,
Thank you.
Because our nation, Nigeria, is the graveyard of terrorists, of kidnappers, of bandits, of killers, and their sponsors in this season. In the name of Jesus, we ask, O Lord, that the earth of our nation will continue to bury the wicked in the land. O Lord, in the name of Jesus, say, Father, we thank you because our nation, Nigeria, is the graveyard of terrorists, of kidnappers, of bandits, of killers, and their sponsors in this season. In the name of Jesus, we ask, Lord, that the earth of our nation will continue to bury the wicked in the land. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. In Jesus' precious name. Job chapter 5, verse 12 to 13. He disappointed the devices of the crafty so that their hands cannot perform their enterprise. He taketh the wise in their own craftiness, and the counsel of the froward is carried headlong. We are going to decree that the plan of the enemy for our nation in this season shall be frustrated. Say after me, say, Father, we decree that the plots and the plans and the agenda of the enemy to abort your plan for our nation in this season be absolutely and totally frustrated in the name of Jesus. Father, we decree that the plots and the plans and the agenda of the enemy to abort your plan for our nation in this season be absolutely and totally frustrated in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Father, we decree that the plots and the plans and the agenda of the enemy to abort your plan for our nation in this season be absolutely and totally frustrated in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' precious name, the Lord has heard and answered us in Jesus' name. Lift your two hands everywhere you are. Father, thank you for this moment. Thank you for your word. Lift the hands high. Thank you for a new season. Thank you for answer to prayers. Father, right now I take authority over ancient altars. Every demon of backwardness, I declare you set on fire right now. I take authority over every pain and every growth, every locked arm and every demonic arrow of blindness in cataract and glaucoma and retina detachment. Take authority over every kidney disease, hepatitis, HIV. I take authority over sickle cell anemia. I take authority over every cause of barrenness, blood fallopian tubes, uterine fibroid, low sperm count. I arrest you. I take authority over tormenting spirits, ancestral curses, generational curses, masquerade devils, spirit husband, spirit spouse, rise and crash, near success syndrome. I take authority over the spirit of poverty and empty-handedness and wretchedness. I take authority over every form of addiction. I take authority over the spell of backwardness. I take authority over everything that is not of God in your life. Today, I declare they are arrested. I declare they are arrested. Every healing that is here for you, every deliverance that is here for you, every breakthrough that is here for you, every freedom that is here for you, every fire impartation that is here for you, I declare that you receive it right now. Lift up your hands and on the count of three, you scream, I receive, and you place your hand on your head. I receive every impartation and every grace and everything God has brought for you here. Father, let the fire flow. Let the power flow. Let the oil flow. Let the grace flow. Receive the impartation of fire right now. In the name of Jesus. When I say 1, 2, 3, you place your hand on your head and scream, I receive. Receive an impartation of fire right now. In the name of Jesus. 1, 2, and 3. Receive. 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 In Jesus' precious name. Going up to the high places to tear the devil's kingdom down. You get ready with your impartation materials. Now, this service is very, very deliberate and intense. Nobody should distract us with movement before close of service. It's a distraction to the move of the Spirit. Don't do that. Right? Thank ushers, thank you for doing your work. Nobody should distract us. Movement before the end of service. Don't do that. If you didn't want to come to church, it was better not to than to go before time. Please, bear that in mind. It's a distraction to this move of the Spirit. And the Bible says, grieve not the Spirit. When the pastor is ministering with focus and he sees people moving, it distracts the flow of the Spirit. Please bear that in mind. God bless you as you do so. Going up to the high places. Listen, while the ministration was going on, I saw people that were healed of all kinds of luggages, things that the God dropped from you. Somebody's one eye that was not seen is healed. Somebody's back is healed and leg is healed. Somebody's hand that is not lifted is healed. Somebody's affliction on the chest is healed. Somebody's lump on the breast is gone. And something just happened. Anywhere you are, something happened to you just now. Before the impartation, let us know. Down to the front, and we'll take like 4 or 5 testimonies before we go. Let's go. Celebrate, people. Let's go up. To tear the devil's king. Let's go up.
Tell me what report will you believe?
I shall believe the report of the Lord.
We'll take one or two announcements while they take the testimonies. We have the Worship and Wonders Night for September, which actually is also Freedom Service's 1st October service. We are starting on the 30th of September and ending in 1st of October. So it's a combined honor service. We are praying for the deliverance of our nation and also prophesying and declaring. Can you play us the clip quickly for the Worship and Wonders Night? You can start again with the volume, please. Give the Lord a praise. I want to announce to you that the Dunamis Home Church in FCT is over 9,000 now. Give the Lord a big clap. That is 9,000 places where we have home house fellowship. Very soon it will be 10,000. Very soon it will multiply by 20,000. And just until the whole land is saturated with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the seas. I'm talking about 9,000 home cells. That is 18,000. 9,000 home cell leaders. 18,000 home cell leaders and assistants. And then you keep on multiplying that number. That is what is saturating the land. Every member of the home cell, can you wave your hand? And let me see. Wave your hands and let's give the Lord a big clap of hand. You are blessed in the precious name of Jesus Christ. Everyone who is not yet a member of the house fellowship, can you lift up your hand? And I will give, you'll be given a slip where you can become a member of the home cell. And then the aim of that is so we can reach out to you in your times of need. You lift up your hands, you'll be given the home cell slip. God bless you. Hallelujah. And those of us whose homes are already home cell locations, can we see your hands as well? Your locations. The Lord bless you in the name of Jesus. If you want to give your house to become a house fellowship venue Saturday evening by 6 p.m. for one hour and 1.5 hours at the most, it will become a branch of Dunamis Church, where the same power here will flow there. Can lift up your hand, they'll give you a slip, and then your house can become a home cell location. God bless you. The anointing of God working in this house shall begin to work in your house in the name of Jesus. The primary school version of the Destiny Christian Academy, this primary school version of it, is opening in this Lord's Garden starting from this week, Monday. Give the Lord the praise. The other branches in Area 1 and other places exist, but the one here, for the sake of staff and others who are on this airport roadside and need a school, a Christian school, very, very great ambience to bring their children, you can bring them here. Those who have the children in the Area 1 site, who intend to transfer them here because they are living closer to this place, you are free to do so as well. It's the same school. Give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise. And then, I want to encourage everyone with the book reading culture. The Bible said, buy the truth and sell it not. We have a generation of people in our generation who are averse to reading. One book can change your life, can change your destiny. Just one book. I'm recommending Who Are You, Your Character and Your Destiny in this series. And I believe it will change your life. Now we have other books that you can look at. They can place them on the screen very quickly. Reason for Living. Just keep going. 21 Foolish Things People Do. Yes, just show us. Just on this side. Not the shelf. Just this one. We're okay with this one. Just this. Yeah. Go in This Dynamite. We have several of them. Laws of Life. Yes. The third volume of that is coming. Protocol Suspended. How to Access Possibilities. It's a faith. Be Wise and Rise. Career and Workplace Wisdom. Change Workplace. Principal Secrets of Principal People. Family Wisdom for Husbands, Wives, and Families. 18 Wisdom Keys from the Life of Joseph. Wisdom for Distinction. Thou Art My Battle Axe. Strategies for Survival is Preservation. Then the Story of the Glory. That's, every glory has a story. Principles and Power of Prayer. Riding Over the Storms of Life. Unveiling and Dissolving Mysteries. If there's a mystery around your life, the hymns and songs that God gave us, the books of them, the essence of Christianity, authentic Christianity, the purpose, products, and pathways to the blessing. The blessing of His bleeding. What is the blood of Jesus doing for us? Then the Alabaster Box, Dr. Mrs. Becky and Encher, the Protocol of the Ark. And then 14 Secrets plus 1 of a Sweet Marriage. And then In-Laws, In-Loves, and Outlaws. Am I bitter? A way to know. Taking back your husband in case somebody took him from you. and all of them, 10 success secrets and so on. These are impactful, and I'm sure that it will change your life in Jesus' precious name. Say amen. Go ahead and tell us what happened.
This is Sister Gloria Okpanachi from Dakwa Branch. Sir, you took authority over ancestral cause, and you prayed for people seeing themselves in their father's houses. She says she's married for 3 years, trusting God for the fruit of the womb. And anytime she's within her ovulation period, she sees herself back in her father's house.
And what happened now?
But at that declaration, she said she saw something left her. And she believes she said.
Lift up your hands. Every demonic power taking you back to your father's house, the power is broken in Jesus' name.
She had 2 encounters, the first ministration and this second one. The father built a house in the village, and she said there were negative prophecies that before they moved into that house, somebody must die. As a matter of fact, the father fell off a palm tree a couple of weeks ago. But during the first ministration, she said God opened her eyes and she saw God's servant in one of the rooms, and he exhumed something from the earth that looked like feather tied with red things, and he destroyed that. This second ministration now, God's servant appeared in the living room and brought out something that looked like a basket and set it on fire. And that is
visible. Every satanic deposit in your father's house that wants to kill a person, I declare they are set on fire right now. In the name of Jesus, you shall fulfill your days. Yes, sharp.
Sir, both of them, Sister Francisca and Brother Henry, both of them have been having an encounter seeing themselves in the village. And then consistently having battles with elders in the village. In his own case, he said last night he had a meeting with the elders and it was disastrous. Woke up with a stone-like object on his chest. She also has a lump on her breast. Both of them disappeared at the cost of the ministry.
Are you just sitting and looking like that? Every mountain from hell, power of the Holy Ghost, I declare that mountain is dissolved in Jesus' precious name. Yes, let's go.
Well, she has accident in 2011. And he couldn't lift his left hand since then. But today,
10 years,
you can now lift up the hands.
Give the Lord a big clap of hand. Everything locked up in your life is unlocked right now.
My sister said she's been married for 6 years. In 4 times, she has had ectopic pregnancy. And the 4th one happened in 2019. It was ruptured, and then she went through an operation. Said after that operation, she was left with affliction of pains on her lower abdominal region and her back. But she came into this service without pain, and at the shout of I receive, power of God came upon her. The pain is healed. She's free now and she's healed.
6 years married.
Yes, sir.
No.
You don't have children. So go and bring forth your children after 6 years. In the name of power of the Holy Ghost, go and bring forth your children double for your trouble in Jesus' name. Yes, yes.
The case of an ancestral bondage. So she had this dream that her mother and the children were all in a basket, tied, in a local pot tied. Then you appeared in a purple attire and you shout, leave them to go. And they were all freed.
Give the Lord the praise. Thank you, Lord. Over in Jesus' name.
Sir, this is Sister Melody. She stepped on charm 6 months ago, and from that day she couldn't walk, she couldn't lie down. They have been struggling with her. Today, her uncle and her mother held her to service. Why you say that she put her hand and scream, receive, she received. She said power surged into her, and she stood up on her feet, and she has been walking and standing on her own since then.
How did you people come with her? Show us. Show me.
Demonstrate.
Just you?
And the mother.
Yeah, show us, mother, show us. You people show us how you came with her.
The way you held her and came,
show. For 6 months.
Yes, sir.
And the power came upon her.
And she jacked up. She said before now, she couldn't lift this hand. The hand was paralyzed.
Lift it up now. Lift the two. Now move. Go by yourself. Are you just sitting and looking like that? Celebrate. The mother is under fire there. Almost without control. She couldn't believe what has happened. Everything that has been fired into your body, every affliction fired into your life, we declare it returned back to hell. When I don't know what to do, and I look up to you, for we pray to go, you never fail me. When I don't know what to do, there are so many testimonies here, and obviously we may not be able to take all of them now. So can you all dance on your way back to your seat? Next Sunday we might take your testimony. Now before we go, is there somebody with an eyesight that wasn't seen that is seen? Among all the people, if you are not seen that you are seen, you let them know. And if you are not hearing, you are hearing, you let them know. Now let's go. Celebration. If there is any other lump that disappeared, let them know. For which way to go? You never fail me. Everywhere you are today, you've seen the miracles, you've seen the signs, and you've seen the wonders. And you know you are in need of surrender to Jesus. You want your sins forgiven. You want today to mark a new day for you. Pray this prayer after me and say, Lord Jesus, everywhere you are, say, I am a sinner in need of your help. Come into my life and make me a new person. Today I have decided to follow you, Lord, and no turning back. Forward ever, backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. All those who pray that prayer, can I see your hand up? You pray the prayer of surrender for forgiveness for your sins. All right, celebrate the song and let them come forward. The rest of us, take your seat 1 minute. Quickly come forward. Be the first to come and not be the last. Be the first to come. If you're on the gallery, find your way from there all the way to the altar. I give you the count of 10. 1. I'm going to give another count of 10. In this case, you need to be here. You are banned by smoking, by drinking, by drugs, by addictions, by pornography, by masturbation, by stealing, by lying, by cheating, by fraud, by duping, gambling. Any such lifestyle you want to be free from, I'd like you to step forward here quickly at another count of 10. You have come out like this before, but your life has not changed. And you want a change of life right now. Quickly, at the count of 10 again, say, I'm tired of lying, cheating, smoking, drinking, womanizing. I'm tired of gambling. I'm tired of fraud. And I want to change now. Forward again. 1.
When I have a need 2. Of Christ, for the journey ahead,
3.
To be there before,
4.
You never fail me.
5. a clap and a shout of praise. Please be seated. Those coming quickly, do so. And again, place your right hand on your chest and say after me, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of your help. Come into my life, make me a new person. Today I have decided to follow you, no turning back. Forward ever, backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. I pray for you today. I declare the hold of sin broken off your life. Grace to live for God is released upon you, and I call it done. In Jesus' precious name, shout the loudest amen.